Hi, welcome. My name's Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project. The date is the 23rd of July 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Sally Claire Tweed, my age 46 years old, and I'm from a little village in Wiltshire, just north of Dover.
And how are you feeling today?
Right at this very moment, obviously, probably more nervous than excited, but generally just thrilled to be here, to be part of this. It's great.
So how did you originally hear about the project?
I think very originally it would be sometime last year when it was announced that it had been awarded to Anthony Gormley, so it would have been on something like the radio, the Today programme or something like that, at the very first time I heard about it. And then once I knew it had been confirmed, I must have read it in the papers or something. And then obviously I went just to Anthony Gormley's website and read more about it on the website, or the Fourth Plinth website, or internet anyway, doing a search.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
I suppose ultimately it is just having seen some of Anthony Gormley's work and just having just that thrill of excitement that The Angel of the North creates. And it was the Blind Light exhibition 2 years ago, I think, in London. And just really exciting, and just going, if he's doing something and wants people to come forward, I really want to be part of that. It's fantastic, really fantastic. I think he is a brilliant artist. Yeah.
And how did you feel when you found out that you've been awarded a place?
Oh, just so excited. Do you want a description of what happened? My husband was doing something really boring on the computer first thing in the morning before going off to work, doing something like, transferring money on the bank or something really dull. And I had to check my emails whilst he's on the computer. I thought, I'll just check my emails. And it was just the first email in my box from One Another. And so I was there in my dressing gown, jumping around going, I've got my place on the plinth. Because, I really didn't expect to get a place on the plinth. So, thrilled, really excited.
And are you quite familiar with Anthony Gormley's work?
I couldn't say I'm familiar in any academic sense at all. It is purely just an excitement about The Angel of the North, which I have seen, and then going to see the Blind Light with the men on the roofs all over London, and feeling like a child and being so excited. But I've never studied anything academically at all. And the one that is missing for me, the one that I really want to see, is the men going into the sea. That just looks fantastic. But I've seen other works. We went to the sculpture park. I'm so sorry, that's my mobile phone. We went to the sculpture park at Wakefield, and he's got a work in there. And so. But academic, in terms of, having read about what he does or seen more than that, no, that would be it. So it's not very much, really. It's just a little tiny bit, but just feel it's really exciting. What he does is really exciting.
And what are you planning on doing with your hour?
My hour. And again, do you want the full history? It started off as just being wanting to take control of space, because I'm actually quite a shy person. I don't really stand up in front of people very well. And so to take control of it, to share it, that it's not just me being looked at, which is what you feel it's going to be like on the plinth, but me looking at the people coming to Trafalgar Square. So that's what it started out as, and then it's just kind of worked from there, and just going, this is my hour, and everybody's been so lovely and wanting to come and support me, and I just went, I want to give some of that real warmth back. So I've come up with this idea about making little symbols of my good wishes, which the only thing I could think of which people would readily understand as a sign of goodwill is a dove. So I've made these doves, which basically are me saying thank you to people for coming along and just being so great, really. And so then it gets all sort of, you know, this is the symbol of peace and goodwill, and you know, hopefully that does kind of sum up what I would like the environment to be, you know, much, much more goodwill than sometimes you feel exists in the world, really. But yeah, so it's got much, much bigger than it first started out to be. It was first just a sort of a claiming my space, and it's now become much more of a top. I want to just say thank you to people for being there and wishing people well.
And how have you actually constructed them? Is the arts crafts, is that something that you've...
I do upholstery. So I deal with fabrics and textiles and things. And last Christmas I made a whole load of decorative doves and hearts and things like that. So it sort of came from there. And so they've been made out of an absolutely plain white linen. And they've got like a leaf tagged for me to write people's names on. And then to hang them. I'm going to try and hang them from this umbrella so that for every person that I see, they get one hung up for... Yeah. It could be a disaster if it pours with rain and the linen goes all soggy and they'll just look like raindrops. Or if the wind blows and my umbrella blows away, it takes the whole lot with them. It could be a complete disaster, but the intent is right, so hopefully.
So who have you got coming to see you today?
There's my husband, who's been fantastic, really fantastic, and some people from the village that I know maybe work in London, and this is on the way home because obviously they go from Waterloo, and Mr. who lives and works in London. And I know, and this is what I think is amazing about this project, my mum on Dartmoor is going to be watching me on the internet with her neighbour. It's incredible. That is incredible. It really is incredible. My mum, who doesn't have a computer, you know, can barely watch digital TV, really is going to be watching me on the internet, which I can't get my head around at all. That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. A bit worried that she might actually want us all to have webcams in our houses soon. If she gets this idea in her head. But yeah, no. So yes, I'm being transmitted to Dartmoor. So I know my mum is going to be watching. So halfway through, I've asked my husband to give me a signal. My sister's going to phone my mum on the mobile. My husband's going to give me a signal, hopefully, that my sister is speaking to my mum, and then my mum will have a dove. I know. Yes. Yeah, it gets quite emotional.
And where did you... why the dove? Have you... Is there some kind of affiliation?
I think it's... Stylistically, it's a very beautiful and simple shape. So it's the shape, really, which I think is recognisable. Most people would see a dove, the stylistic shape of a dove, and recognise it as that, and recognise it as, even if they don't, even if they don't think of it as a symbol of peace, they'd think of it as a symbol of doves at weddings, releasing white doves, and so it is quite a symbolic. It's quite a symbolic thing. Sorry, I can't think of the right word, but would you recognise a dove as a symbol of something positive, anyway, something nice to give somebody? Yeah.
And can I ask a little bit about yourself? What do you do? Where do you live?
Where I live, it's this tiny little village. It's in the most beautiful part of Wiltshire, which is like a really secret place. It's just really rural, really green, lovely rolling English countryside, beautiful, behind the most fantastic bluebell woods. Idyllic, really. Really is idyllic. I have two dogs and a husband, and we live in a little thatched cottage in this lovely village. And I have had a career change about 5 years ago. The company I was working for got sold, so I went, I'm going to do something completely different. So changed career to do upholstery, and have been doing upholstery self-employed, working from home for the last 2 years. So so I suppose have really, over the last few years, looked for new things and instead of being ground down by having to travel and be at meetings and do presentations, it's been quite a significant change for my husband and I. So, yeah.
And is that something you've been interested in for a long time?
Upholstery. We used to live in London, and when things were really stressy, I realised I used to go to John Lewis's soft furnishings department and just wander around looking at all the fantastic fabrics and, you know, beautiful cushions with beads and embroidery and stuff like that. And I did a one-week holiday course and just went and did upholstery and thoroughly enjoyed it, but it was a holiday and, you know, enjoyed the people as much as anything. It was when the company was in the process of being sold that I just went, you know, what am I going to do? What do I like doing? And I sort of went, okay, you know, I like all the soft furnishings and textiles and design and things. And I did a City and Guilds course, which meant that I did quite a lot of the design work and history work of furniture, which I've just absolutely loved it.
And where do you see yourself going with this?
With the upholstery or with the plinth upholstery? Ideally, what I'd like to do, at the moment I'm concentrating on just doing re-upholstery because that's what people have asked me to do, and that's obviously what I need because I need to make a living. Ultimately, what I'd like to do is more, doing my own, buying up furniture and doing it up and selling it on that way, and probably a combination of both. But I absolutely love just working from home and being self-employed and having the freedom really to make my own decisions as I go along. So, yeah. Yeah.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
The really important things have to be my husband, because he is. I don't know if you're in a relationship or not. If you are, I hope it's as good as this, because I've tested him. Obviously, things have been pretty hard as I've gone through a career change, because it's meant great upheavals in our circumstances, and he's just proven to be there, absolutely solid as a rock every single time, which is fantastic, really fantastic, and makes me realise, you know, that such good qualities exist in people when you know sometimes get a bit bewildered by how people aren't like that. But he has been fantastic, so he's really important, and I suppose, yeah. That's it. I mean, obviously, I'm trying to build my business up, so that takes a lot of thought. I'm trying to work out the best way of doing things, and nothing major. I do spend an awful lot of time listening to the radio, so getting cross about an awful lot of things in the world. But I think most people probably feel quite cross about a lot of things in the world just at the moment. But
and how would you describe yourself?
Well, the website asked me about the three words, so I spent quite a lot of time, so I'll stick to the three words that I've used, which are aging, passionate, and learning. And there's nothing you can do about it; you just do get older. That's just a fact of life. And some of it isn't so great, you know. Knowing you're probably completely unaware of your hip joints and your knee joints and your right elbow joints. As you get older, you become increasingly aware that you are getting older, just because you're aware of joints and aches and pains that you just didn't have before, and not being able to stay out late at night and get up early in the morning and be fine, and all those things that are about getting older. And also, I suppose a level of cynicism sets in as you get older, because you've seen things and you've experienced things, so there is a level of that. So I have to accept the fact that I'm aging, and that there's nothing you can do about it. So some of the learning things are kind of going, well, you are getting older, you've got to accept some of these things you can't change, and you've got to accommodate them. Learning, because I've done this course and I've opened up a whole new area of life like I say, you know, I was an executive and channeled into this one aspect where I needed to succeed and I wanted to do everything really well. And then suddenly you just go, no. And I've gone to college and I've learned all sorts of different things. And it's been fantastic. And I just think I just want constantly to be looking for something new. I don't want to be in the position where I think, you know, I've done that, I've been there, I know how that's done. I always want to be able to take on board what's new. So that's all getting a bit jumbled. And then passionate, I have to say I'm passionate because I do spend a lot of time being seriously very angry about things I can do nothing about. I mean, I've been so angry about our economic status and the way our society has become and the war and everything. And you just go, this is terrible. And there's so little I could do about it, but I have been very angry about it, which is why I think, you know, for me, taking this opportunity on the peninsula to go, you know, people are generally really good. They are really good and wish each other really well. And, you know, over the last year, it seems to have been one constant stream of horrible things. But, so, yes. I'm sorry, because that is really jumbled.
That's great. And just to get back to the plinth, your hour on the plinth, what are you ultimately wanting to get out of this experience?
It is the experience itself. It is the tiny, because I'm just an hour in a work which is much, much bigger, so much bigger. But I will have made my contribution to the whole, and actually to have felt like I have contributed something in some small way will be great. The memory of having it, you know, there won't be many people who can say that they have, so I feel very fortunate to have been given the opportunity to be part of it. Yeah.
And are you particularly interested in the arts?
I couldn't say that I was, because I haven't ever made any real effort at studying it or trying to understand it. I love it, and I like when you see something fantastic, that, you know, it just is a work of, you know, you get an emotional response to the men on the roofs all over London. I mean, it was so exciting just seeing these men all over London and thinking about it and just feeling like a child and just going, God, that's fantastic. And I mean, we were really lucky, and we went to Rome earlier this year, and I mean, that some of the sculpture is mind-boggling. So I love all of that, but I've never tried to understand it or really study who's who or what's what. But so yes, I suppose from a completely observational point of view, yes, I absolutely love it, but I couldn't say that I'm an arts fanatic, you know. And if you were to ask me whether it was Monet or Manet, I wouldn't know. So it's Anthony Gormley's just obviously captured my imagination for this one.
And what do you think of the project so far?
I've been following it on the internet. It's, forgive me, I'm sure other people have said this, but it's a bit like Big Brother, that you start off, you know, I'm only going to watch the 10 minutes, and then you become completely addicted. And we've become really bad because we like the cherry picker moments. So we like on the hour people turn over, and then watching people. And something that I think has been really interesting, and obviously when you're at the end of the project, it'll be really interesting to see if the whole thing goes the same way. But people are so passive, and they're not standing up there screaming and shouting for a cause. They're doing it really gently in a really positive way, and I think that's been fantastic. So you do just sort of, you know, the gentleman this morning who put his book on the plinth for all the other plinthers to sign, it's just like, you know, isn't that a lovely idea that, you know, everybody will make a contribution to his plinth moment? I think that's so nice. Sorry, I've forgotten the question. But yeah, no, completely addicted, and I have followed it on the internet. The only thing I haven't done is look at the you've got a stream of commentary, haven't you? And I haven't looked at that yet, because I thought I hadn't better look at it in case there are negative things, which inevitably there will be. But I thought I'm not going to look at anything negative. until after I've been on. After I've been on, that's fair enough, you know, and I'll join in any debates that are on there. But before, I just thought, no, I don't want to see that. I only want to see positive things just now. And generally, it's all been okay. I think nobody has thrown egg or... No, it's been good. Yeah. Have you enjoyed it?
I have indeed. I've loved it. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck.
Do you edit?